12 out of a total number of 64 people rescued in the Melcom disaster have been confirmed dead. The head of public affairs of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Mbawini, disclosed this at a news conference to bid the Israeli rescue team farewell. He appealed to the public whose relatives are workers of the company but have not seen them to report to the rescuers.
We also know that 52 people were treated and discharged from wherever they were taken to. It is confirmed that we have only 12 people dead as a result of this activity here. By yesterday evening, we had 10 people, and then by 9 o'clock, we recovered 2 dead people, so we have 12 dead. Now, we cannot confirm that anybody inside here is alive or dead, so we can't say that they are dead, even though yesterday we said that 6 people had been sighted in the building. And so you will have to bring them out before you know that they are dead or they are alive. But now we can confirm that 2 people have been brought out of this debris dead. The rest of the people are still receiving treatment at the various hospitals where they have been taken to. Now, work continues throughout the night, and as you can see, work is still going on. And all the stakeholders have coordinated very well to make sure that they remove the debris. And we can confirm that at least about 50% of the debris has been removed. 50% of all the rubble here in this building site has been taken away. The rescue workers have reached the ground floor from the rear of the building. They now have access to the staircase, now which will help workers to identify which areas to go under there. We knew that there was a place where most of the workers had gone for devotion. Now, getting to the staircase will provide us access to that place area where we think that many more people may have been trapped when the building collapsed. There are 3 teams working seriously and on 3 fronts. Work is slowing down, not because of anything. The point is that we still believe that there are people still there alive. And so it is important for us not to do anything that would endanger their lives further. In any case, even if there are people dead there, we don't need to just go rushing, because we still want to take their bodies whole without mangling them, and then you will not be able to bury them.
You heard the head of public affairs of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Mbawuni Atintande. Meanwhile, our reporter Abraham Donko has joined us on the line to give us more. Abraham, good afternoon. If you can hear me.
Good afternoon to you, Jennifer.
Yes, we understand the Israeli team is about leaving. What else can you tell us?
Well, Colonel Mbawuni Atintande rightly said earlier, the Israeli team are on their way out of the country. And what I can tell you is that work is still going on, albeit the scorching sun. The workers are still assiduously going on with the work. You can see heavy equipment still, you know, maneuvering and meandering their way through the rubble to see whether they can still discover more bodies, whether dead or alive. And the ambulance service are also standing by. I can see a number of ambulance, you know, dotted around the scene. And people around, the onlookers, they are still there, as if, I don't know how to describe, whether they're watching a football match, although they're a bit far from the scene, they are still, you know, standing there and watching as the rescue work still progresses.
Yes, Abraham, earlier we heard that the rescuers were hearing voices. Are they still being heard?
No, I've spoken to a number of them. They haven't heard any voice. But yesterday they claimed that they heard the voices of 6 persons. Mm-hmm. But As Colonel Mbawuni Atintande indicated earlier, they recovered 2 bodies late last night. That was 21 hours or 9 p.m. last night. So as we speak now, they haven't really confirmed as to whether they heard voices or not. But they are saying they haven't heard anything today. But they are still hopeful that there could still be people alive, but maybe they are not making any noise or talking.
Okay. Okay, Abraham, I think that will be that for now. We will get back to you as and when necessary. Thank you very much. That was our reporter, Abraham Donko, at the scene of the accident at the Achimota branch of the Melcom shopping mall.